This weekend, it's all about the pride. Sonoma County has been celebrating gay pride originally and for decades now, and it's gotten bigger and better and moving back into Santa Rosa proper. And with us is the social internet and social media director, Christopher Kenmora.
Kenmora. Yeah,
Kenmora. All right. Chris, can I call you Chris?
You can call me Chris.
All right, Chris. Good to have you here. Now, this is a great celebration every year in Sonoma County, and it's coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Santa Rosa and parts beyond. What can we expect?
Friday night, we're starting out with a comedy show at the Laugh Cellar with Alec Mappa. That starts at 7:30 over at the Laugh Cellar. And then on the second Saturday, we have a big parade that's going to be going down 4th Street and ending at Old Courthouse Square with a festival going from noon to 8 p.m. On Saturday.
Yeah, and that's going to be great. Now, it's been a while since it's been in downtown Santa Rosa.
Almost 10 years. I think it's been 9 years.
And I know that that when it stopped being in Santa Rosa, there just wasn't enough interest or follow through.
It died down a little bit, but over the last few years, we have some great people that have been working with the organization, and Great and Rancheria is one of them that kind of came out and said, you guys kind of need to be more in the forefront. And as the event's been growing, we grew out of Guerneville.
Last year. And God love the Guerneville folks who have been taking care of this event for, the past 10 years. They've done a great job.
You know, the R3 has a Sunday fun day planned for us out there. They have a drag show as well as a pool party, so that's Sunday part of
Sunday
Pride.
Sunday afternoon?
Yes. So, if you want to go out to Guerneville and lay out by the sun and watch the drag show, you're welcome to do that too. We also have a drag show Saturday night over at Stout Brothers. We're going to take over their bar. And
yeah, the Irish bar is becoming the gay mecca of downtown Santa Rosa on Saturday night.
It sure is. Yeah. It definitely is.
It's a great bar.
It is. Yeah. We've done other events there too. We also work with another group called Santa Rosa Gaydar that does social events monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our introduction to Stout Brothers. And the owners have been more than helpful, and they're behind the event as much as possible.
Oh, yeah, the Chandi Group. Oh, absolutely fantastic. Talk about the parade a little bit, Chris, because, we expect it to be fabulous.
Oh, I hope it's fabulous. We've told them to, dress all up and be great. Our parade this year is actually dedicated to the first responders, so we're going to have a moment of silence in the middle of the parade as part of the festivities, and we've invited as many first responders down as possible. You don't have to register, but if you're one and you want to be part of the parade, show up about 10 a.m.
Great idea.
And we'll put you in the, we have a whole section dedicated to them. And it's the whole theme this year was Together We Rise. Our county went through a lot. The world's gone through a lot. Our country's gone through a lot.
Still going.
It's still going, too. And we thought, most of the pride is, proud together. Well, we're proud together. We're proud together as a community, even a micro community. The gay community is proud. And we're proud to be in Sonoma County. So we wanted to bring it forefront in front of everybody, let everybody know we're here. And our statistics, the Press Democrat, an article came out like 4 months ago, mm-hmm. about Sonoma County being the second largest county of gay married couples in our country. Why not be out in front of everybody if we have more people here than other counties?
And so, a lot of people say, Chris, well, wait a minute, okay, you've got the marriage thing down, and almost every other right that we want, almost. So is there really a continuing need to protest?
I think so. In my personal opinion, every day Trump opens his mouth is another day that I have to worry about my rights. Unfortunately, that's the state of mind I'm in. And my partner and my husband and I we watch the news and you see just little things that he does, and it's scary. It's really scary. I know the state of California's got our back, but what's going to happen?
There's that overall pall.
Exactly.
Hanging.
You wake up tomorrow morning and I'm not really married, and we weren't partners for the last 10 years.
So, but this is all about celebration.
This is definitely about celebration, and we're loud and proud and out.
And talk a little bit about the festival at the square on Saturday afternoon, because it is obviously all inclusive and very family friendly too.
It is very family friendly. We have events happening all over the square. One of the things I'll bring up is if you want to reduce your carbon footprint and you want to come down to the square, of course, there's tons of public transportation, but the Sonoma County Bicycle Commission, Coalition, as well as the Spinster Sisters and the Astro Hotel are sponsoring valet bicycle parking. So we'll have a dedicated area.
I love that idea.
No cost to the customer. Yeah. So come down. We also have a kids zone for all the little kids and sponsored by Clover.
Yes, gay people have kids too.
Yes, we do.
I love that the Spinster Sisters are involved in this, in the Astro Motel. They're probably offering some great deals this weekend, huh?
The Astro is the official Pride Hotel. They have been lovely to work with. Some of our special guests will be staying there this weekend. And We're Thursday night, we're reviewing the LGBT Sonoma County timeline at the Astro Hotel. So there's a little bit of a reception to get that launched. And that's another activity that's going to be during the festival is we've had a group of people that have been working with us collecting the gay history of Sonoma County.
Wow, that's pretty deep and rich.
We're only covering a couple decades, and we still are. Our plan is to grow it every year. So each year you'll get to see a chapter as we move forward.
Yeah, that's a very important point as we, you know, this year, you know, in the past year, we certainly know the importance of, you know, writing things down and, you know, oral histories and all that kind of stuff. And that's certainly true when it comes to the gay movement with regard to Sonoma County. It's a very intrinsic part of the equation.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. It very is.
And let's talk about the parade route. And this is taking place at noon on Saturday, correct?
Yep, correct.
And where does the parade go so that people wanting to see it and people who want to avoid the crowd can do so?
I would line up along 4th Street between Brookwood and Mendocino Avenue. So it's going to start at Brookwood. Well, it's just past Freedom Park or Fremont Park. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's going to start there and then work your way down.
All the way down 4th Street.
Yeah. And then we're going to break it. We're going to have them disband at the square. So they'll funnel into the square and the cars will go down.
And
then 4th Street will reopen.
It'll take place. Yes. Okay. Very good. And if you want to, it's perfectly okay to drop in on any of the businesses downtown.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Buy a little something because we like to shop local, particularly this time around.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like fun. What do you charge for?
There is no charge for the parade. To be in the parade, there was a fee because we have to pay fees.
Sure.
And hopefully next year we'll work on grants on that. Everything's open to the public. There's no cost to come to the festival. There's no cost to come to the parade. We are asking a suggested donation of $10 at the drag show at Stout Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's to help us get a base for next year for donations. What else? I forgot to mention June 3rd, we have a gay and lesbian, it's called Outwatch at the 3rd Street Cinemas. It's the Wine Country's Gay and Lesbian Film Festival.
Film Fest?
Yes.
Right across the street from the square.
Right across the street on the 3rd. That starts at 2 and there's a whole bunch of shorts in there.
And that's Sunday?
That is Sunday.
Okay, Sunday afternoon. So festival on Saturday.
Correct.
And then Sunday, the film festival and a lot of other activities going on around the county too.
And most of them are listed on our website, SonomaCountyPride.org.
SonomaCountyPride.org.
Yes.
Well, I hope it's a massive turnout.
It should be.
I would expect it to be. And I hope that the folks from the Russian River, obviously the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, one of our favorites, that they are taking part in this too.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun. We have a lot of people coming out and a lot of locals and a lot of our celebrity brought to you by Grayton, Rabel. If you haven't had a chance to listen to his song, The Village, listen to it before you come out. It's very emotional, very touching. And
they're performing live at the
square. And they are going to be performing live at the square.
All right, very good. And there are shows, the shows are also at the Grayton Casino, is that correct?
No, Grayton's just our primary sponsor.
Your sponsor,
yes.
Okay. And where's the comedy show on Friday night?
The comedy show on Friday night is over at the Laugh Cellar.
Okay, and I didn't know when I heard the name of the performer, I really didn't recognize it, but when I saw his face, I went, oh, I know that guy.
Oh, Alec Mappa, yes.
Alec Mappa.
He is one of our grand marshals in the parade as well.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, it should be a very successful weekend. I hope everybody's got sunscreen because it's going to get hot again.
Exactly.
Over the weekend.
And by the way, if you guys see me out there driving the Hansel Rainbow Subaru, don't forget to take a selfie and post it to Facebook. We're giving away tickets to our VIP section
Oh, pride, very so. Nice. Yeah, I've heard about this car. I have to go out in the parking lot and see it after we're wrapped up here. But it should be a great weekend in Sonoma County. Perfect for Pride Festival celebrations, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely bring your sunscreen. Lots of water, too.
Lots of water. I'm sure there'll be lots of water available. And I have a feeling there might be dancing.
Oh, yeah. Lots of music. And we're going until 8 p.m. So, you know, come out and hang out with us.
Wow. You get to stay in the square till 8 p.m. That's pretty good.
I might be sleeping in the back of a tent somewhere. But I'll make it. We'll make it through the weekend.
Very good. Well, Chris, congratulations in advance. I know it'll be a great weekend. And we look forward to hearing all about it.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, thanks for being here. That is Christopher Krenmora. He is the social media director of Sonoma County Pride.